It's very scientific. It's very most scientific and most philosophical. So that is why this Vaishnava philosophy, or called Vaishnava culture, that is also called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means eternal, universal religiosity of all living beings, not only human beings, but for all living beings. Because we are all living entities. We are all Atmas. So we begin to realize about the wonderful, you know, realm of this is spiritual knowledge. So it is a vast ocean of knowledge. So in Krishna consciousness, we deal with all these aspects of knowledge. So in order to understand all these intricate aspects of knowledge, we must chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra is called Maha Mantra. We already explained the greatest mantra in order to control the mind. So by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we begin to experience about the nature of the Self, and about the science of the Self, and also about the science of the Supreme Self, or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is regarded in the Vedic culture, it's called Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta means, see, there are, you know, all this essence of knowledge is summarized in small, you know, words, in very few words, we call sutra. Sutra means completely condensed. In one word can mean millions of meaning. So it's called sutra. So in the, so all these Vedic, you know, the literatures are summarized in a small book called Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. So in the first sutra of that, of this great book, it said, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Meaning that in the human form of life, the ultimate goal of our activity should be only to focus completely to understand about the nature of the absolute truth. It's called Brahma Jigyasa, means to inquire about the nature of the Supreme Being, to inquire about the nature of the absolute being, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Truth. So that is that. That is the only the purpose of human being, becoming a human being. So this human form of life is very precious. It's most precious. So in this human form of life, unless we begin to contemplate ourselves, because nobody knows that when this body is going to be finished, any moment. That there may be car accident, or there may be plane accident, or there may be heart attack. Anyone may disappear in any moment. There's no guarantee that you're going to be staying for 5 days, 10 days, 100 years. No one knows what's going to happen in a moment. So that is why it is said, now, this human form of life, unless one begins to contemplate immediately about the, you know, ultimate goal of life, then he said his life is simply wasted. It's called sarma evahi kevalam in the Bhagavatam. It says simply wasted. So that's why now in the West, especially in the United States, there is so much material comfort. Everything here we get, just like you desire it, you want it, then it's just coming without much effort. So when you have all these, you know, nice advantages, physical advantages, then plus, you know, if we at least try to contemplate a little more, that at least try to get this, the knowledge of the Self, about the science of the Self, then you have already reached perfection. You have already have this material perfection and comfort in a way. And plus, if you add a little bit about spiritual knowledge or a spiritual desire to understand about the nature of the Self, then the mission of human life is fulfilled. So that is why Prabhupada came here. His Divine Grace, Prabhupada, the founder of our society, ISKCON. He came here in 1965. So within a short time, he delivered all this message all over the world. So that's why we must be very grateful to His Divine Grace that He has kindly engaged us so that we can also carry on His message to give to everyone, so that everyone can at least be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So that is actually, so this is our humble request that you kindly take it up, this philosophy, very strongly. And if you can come to the temple and participate regularly, that will be wonderful. Even if you cannot come regularly, at least you come every Sunday. You know, we have very nice prasad here. Prasad means, you know, the spiritual food, you know, the vegetarian, complete vegetarian food. We take it as a mercy from the Lord. So we can all share together. This is a time to share love and a feeling in the spirit of Krishna consciousness with each other. And also try to give this message to everyone. So this is a open completely to everyone. We are completely non-sectarian. And we encourage everyone to kindly participate in this great culture. This is culture for everyone. And here we have Atreya Rishi Maharaj. I think maybe many of you know him. And so he has given his life, you know, just to do great, renders this a great service here in this Bay Area, across all over the world. But especially, yeah, he's giving a special mercy at this time in the stays. So you kindly take advantage of it. So we encourage everyone, we invite everyone. Now you bring many friends. And if some of our students, if some students, like college students, college going students, even scholars and the professors, they come, I mean, that will be wonderful. They can do a lot of nice engagements, how to present this as science of Krishna consciousness. Everyone who, you know, let's say he's a great scholar, physicist or a scholar, if he adds Krishna consciousness, then he will be, you know, very soon rewarded Nobel laureate. So we guarantee that. Prabhupada told one time that if you apply, you know, your scientific knowledge, if you are a physicist, and if you can apply your knowledge of physics in proving about the existence of Krishna or God, then you will be rewarded practically, you know, almost, you know, in no time. So that is a guarantee. Krishna guarantees that. So we request that, you know, if you have any friend, you know, who is going to the schools, like, you know, this Bay Area, like Berkeley campus is there, San Francisco campus, there's so many. So we need many students from the college campuses. We haven't done our major campaign to the college campuses, but we're going to do very soon. We'll begin. And in the meantime, if some great souls coming from the colleges and universities, or if you have some friend, you kindly tell him that having a nice program here. There's a great educational program. Actually, Krishna consciousness is actually the highest in the educational platform that we have. Because here we are discussing about the science of the self, where no one is discussing. Like at Harvard University, like this campus, Berkeley campus, or the Stanford campus, you name it, any of the big campuses in the world. But they have so many, you know, departments like artificial intelligence and let's say how to go to the moon and all kinds of programs, but they don't have this program about the science of the self, about the science of life, about the science of God, about the science of Krishna. Nobody has, I mean, none of the campuses has this in this program, but we have that in Krishna consciousness. So anyone who is serious about studying more or do higher research, understanding about the science of the self. Now we have it here. So you kindly advise that there is nothing that he lose, but he only gains more and more knowledge. At the same time, he doesn't have to give up his scientific knowledge or philosophical knowledge or even political knowledge. Anyone can come from any background, but he should add this science of Krishna consciousness. That way, you know, his knowledge will be only, you know, expanding, only will be more and more, he'll be getting more and more. So you kindly, you know, bring your friends and the students and the scholars and everyone. It doesn't have to be only just students and scholars, but anyone can come and participate. So that way we can all serve the Lord together. So this is my humble request. And together, all of us together, we can do something nice for the Lord. So I'd like to thank everyone for kindly coming. I think we're going to start RT, and after that there will be prasad, and after that we'll show a little homemade movie from India.
It's a place called Tirupati. Tirupati is the richest temple in the world, you can say. This is in South India, and you see there will be a little scene from Tirupati, and then the room from my little hometown. It's a small place where no one can go. So since no one can go, I'm just bringing a loo in the form of this movie film. So that's the advantage of modern civilization, that at least you can take things from inside to outside. So, is there any questions? Any comments?
The latest in modern technology is visualizing music. I'm wondering what the mantra would look like if we could see
it. I mean, to visualize music?
If you could actually see the way that the mantra sounds. In UCLA last week, there was a big event where these New Age scientists put together this program where you could actually see sounds and the symmetry of sound. I'm just wondering what the Maha Mantra would look like if we could actually see its sound.
Krishna playing the flute. It said, when you chant this Maha Mantra, Krishna dances on the tongue. So I think if they can simulate Krishna dancing on the tongue, you know, with this sound, I think that'll be wonderful. So, anything else?
I would like to make an announcement that His Divine Grace, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he'll be only here with us for one more week, and he plans to go to India for 2 months, after which he will be coming back. As you all know, he is a very intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave him so much, probably more than to any other one of his senior disciples. So much information about preaching the science of Krishna consciousness, about preaching to the scientific community, about the science of life and the soul and the self. And he is a highly advanced Vaishnav, and we're very, very fortunate to have him here. I would like to ask you that you take the opportunity and come and see him during this week. In particular, he has a lecture series of 2 lectures about the science of the self on Thursday and Saturday. Is that correct? Thursday and... Is that right, Maharaj?
17th and 19th.
17th and 19th of this month. At our Bhaktivedanta Institute building at 1403 Willard Street. I would like to request that you come and invite your friends and anyone that you know, particularly in the academic community, so that they will have the opportunity to associate with His Divine Grace and hear about Krishna consciousness from Him. Thank you. It begins at 7.
Is there a flyer?
After the lecture,
you have some flyers?
There will be prasadam also. There will be snacks. We will post some of the flyers at the door, and you're most welcome to take one or two with you and try to post these posters at your own respective communities. Lakshmi Narasimha Prabhu can distribute flyers, and I would beg you to post these so that enough people come to see
stop. Let that be. Two, one, two, one, two. Hmm?
Thank you. Yeah.
So this should be the mood for all of us, how to get this spiritual knowledge. But in the Gurukul study, the emphasis is how to gain the ultimate goal of knowledge right from very childhood. So it's seen about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's instructions is that from the very childhood, you know, we should try to understand about the science of self-realization from very childhood. We should not feel that we are very young, so we should take, we should wait for many years so that I can get the glimpse of spiritual knowledge. It's not like that. From very childhood, you have to be trained up very nicely how to realize about the spiritual knowledge. So it says, in order to gain that knowledge, one must have the spiritual association with the saintly people, saintly personalities. So that's why the relationship between the teachers and the students should be like that. An assembly of saintly people. So, the Vaishnava, one of the greatest qualities of a Vaishnava is that he is full of mercy, called Dayara Sagara. Daya means mercy, Sagara means ocean, like ocean. Ocean is called Sagara in Bengali, also in Sanskrit, also in Hindi. Sagara means the ocean, Daya means mercy. So a Vaishnava is the ocean of mercy. Daya Sagara. And then I am, we are just insignificant servants. So in order to get the mercy of a Vaishnava, we must always pray, you know, for his mercy. So he's here, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Diya Padasaya Saraya Maya Tomarab Chorana Dhori. Now, you give me the shade of your lotus feet, you allow me to take shelter at your lotus feet. Let me hold on your lotus feet very strongly so that I can get that glimpse, that understanding. Now the next stanza says, controlling my six urges. The six urges are described here. One, the six urges are those of speech, the mind, anger, the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. So this are the six urges. Saya Begitemi, Saya Dosa Sodi, Saya Gunat, Deho Dasa. So controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults. The six faults are, he describes, the six faults are overeating or collecting more monetary funds than required. Over-endeavoring for material objectives. Unnecessary talking about mundane affairs. Being too attached to or too neglectful of scriptural rules and regulations. Associating with worldly-minded persons and the lusting after mundane achievements. So these are called the six faults. Oh, give me. It is from the translation, excuse me. Six kinds of holy association. So, the holy association described. What is the three? Sorry. Please give to your servant the six good qualities. The six good qualities are written on the, explained here. The six good qualities are enthusiasm, patience, confidence, the determination to perform activities favorable to devotional service, the resolution to abandon the association of non-devotees, and the discipline required to always follow in the footsteps of predecessor acharyas. These are the six qualities, good qualities. And the six kinds of holy association. this association. The six activities of spiritual association are the giving and the receiving gifts. One, revealing one's inner thoughts and posing confidential questions concerning devotional service and accepting and offering spiritual food. There are two to each. These are the six holy associations. So here, I have sat down here in the hope of having your company. But this should be the mood of the student, always how to get association with the master. And the third standard says, alone, in Ekatya Marins, alone, I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you therefore, please be merciful, and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. So this is the mood of the all the students, that alone we don't have any strength, we don't have any knowledge. So by His mercy, by the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of the great Vaishnava, we can get that strength. So he's requesting that, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. And the last sentence says, Krishna is yours, Krishna is tamar. You are able to give him to me, for such is your power. I am indeed wretched, and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. So this is the quality of being very humble, that a student is supposed to be extremely humble, and always praying for this mercy of the spiritual master to give Krishna to the student. So this should be the mood of the disciple and of the students, the relationship to the teachers. So this is a very instructive song. You can sing this in the morning before the class begins. I'll chant this 5 minutes every day in the morning. It's like praying to the spiritual master. The Vaishnavas, the teachers are all Vaishnavas. So that way the atmosphere will be very nice. And then you can slowly sing this song properly and then begin the class.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.